My name is Gordhill. I'm from the Kwakwaka'wakw Nation, and my people's territory is on the northwest coast of so-called British Columbia, which translates into a British colony. I was going to talk a little bit about why we're here, talk about power, like our sister mentioned earlier about these the earthquake and the tornado. And, you know, there is a power that's it's building up here, and it's a part of it. This power is this evil negative power that is dominating the earth and taking us to the brink of self-destruction, which is where we're at today. This power also is like from our mobilization, different social movements, like when we all come together, we converge into these kinds of summits. It's a mobilization of power, and that's what we have to, I think it's important to comprehend that we have power, and we have to challenge this power that has that's dominating us today. the G20 the G20 summit in particular is a response from the system, because the system is in a crisis, and this crisis is getting deeper and deeper. The economic crisis, the environmental crisis, the military crises, political crises, all of these are increasing. And this is part of why they have such a heavy security for this G20 summit, because the future, and they know this, holds even more confrontation and social conflict. As socioeconomic conditions decline, as environmental conditions decline, the future is going to be one of even greater conflict. And so this repression that we're facing, like I've been marching in the streets every day since Monday, walking around in circles in these parades, surrounded by these pig police. These pig police are on a power trip, because that's another type of power. Another type of power that we're encountering here is these pig police. And this fear that they want to instill in the population, this fear is to control us and to subdue us, and it's part of the pacification. And the pacification is also happening within our movements through these non-governmental organizations. They're funded by corporations, foundations, and the government, and their role is to pacify social rebellion and resistance. And this is something, if anything we take out of this mobilization, it's this understanding, this realization of what the role of these non-governmental organizations are, because they are dominating this mobilization, and we have to build up our power to stop that from happening in the future. And on the streets this weekend, when the G20 actually begins. And another thing I want to talk about is a lot of people, like a part of this pacification that's happening to us, is a lot of people getting up and preaching, you know, we all got to have love in our hearts and stuff. That's like saying we got to have daylight 24 hours a day, because life is comprised of negative and positive. And so we embrace both of those, life and death. That's a part of life. Death is a part of life. Love is a part of life, and so is anger, and so is hatred. And hatred and anger are power too, and we can use that power to fight against our oppressor, our common oppressor. A lot of people talk about unity. We all need to unify. Yeah, that's a great idea, but you know, it's just words too. All kinds of people run around saying we got to unify. Well, I was at the rally today, and I'm going to talk about the rally just briefly. I'm not going to take too much time because I know everybody's tired, but this rally today was carried out by primarily the Indian Act Band Council chiefs, and they collaborated with the police. They agreed to have undercover police inside the protest. They liaisoned with the Integrated Security Unit. Some of these ISU pigs were saying that their job there today was to protect the elders. This is how they're infiltrating into our movement. The non-governmental organizations are infiltrating into our movement as well, and that's a part of the pacification of Indigenous resistance. In this year, the 20-year anniversary of OCA, armed resistance, that reinvigorated Indigenous resistance across this country, reinvigorated the warrior spirit of our people, which had been pacified and dampened and smothered through all those other years. And so this year, the 20-year anniversary, you know, it's ironic that we have these so-called grassroots Native organizations coming out and saying we got to be nonviolent. We have to embrace diversity of tactics, because our movements are diverse. Our movements are diverse. There's middle-class elements. There's the proletarian oppressed elements. Those are part of our movements. And all these different movements, they use different types of tactics because that's the reality of the living conditions that they're living under. And we can't just appeal to the masses by saying we're all nonviolent and peaceful. You know, there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, you're pathetic. You are pathetic. You're weak. I'm not going to join a weak movement. They want to join a movement that's going to has a chance of victory. You know, they don't want to join a movement that's already defeated in its mind and in its heart and its spirit. So this is the type of, this is what we got to carry into the streets here. Overcome our fear. It's not like we won't have any fear because fear is a part of our life too. But what they call bravery, that's just overcoming your fear. And we can overcome our fear when we're in the streets and we feel our power. And we challenge and confront this pig police state that they've imposed on us. And just to wrap up, like I said, the future is going to be even more confrontation. We should use these mobilizations as learning lessons, as training grounds, because that's what they are for the future confrontation, the future conflict that we're going to be facing. This repression that we're facing, you got to watch your back when you leave in groups, because the pig police are stopping people, detaining people, and arresting people, especially people walking around on their own because they're vulnerable. So even that is a learning lesson, a training ground, because our comrades, our compañeros, all the rest of the world, this is a daily reality for them. They face deadly repression. They face death squads. They're not just being detained on the street. They're being picked up by paramilitary death squads, tortured, killed. And that's what this G20, this whole global system is based on. So that's what we should remember too. But it's all a learning. It's all a training. It's a training ground for the future battles that we will have to fight. And with love in our hearts and hate and rage against our oppressor. And I just want to say one last thing. FFC Ottawa, some comrades have been arrested. They are being charged with this arson attack. I stand in total solidarity with these comrades. I think the Royal Bank of Canada, their bank was burned down. They had that coming, and they have a hell of a lot more coming. Yeah. All these corporations and the governments. FFF is a fight for freedom. Fight for freedom. And it's also freedom from fear. Freedom from fear. So just remember that. And you are the hardcore. You have stuck it out to the end. And I thank you for that. And it's been an honor to be with my sisters here. These are strong warriors, and what they said is true. The women are the core of our movement. Most of the men are co-opted by this patriarchal system, and they think they're powerful and all that. And I seen some of that today again on this rally with these band council chiefs and their little security force that they had. They were power tripping. It was ridiculous. I was disgusted. I was asked to speak at that rally, and I'm glad I bypassed it because I don't want to be associated with a bunch of sellout collaborators like that. So with that, it's after midnight. I'm going to turn into a pumpkin soon. So, Gila Kasla.